حمد الله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على كثير وسلطان. ما بعد حياكم هذه المجلس استفدت as you see with it from size from the main screen, that the dust is going to be on the photography of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his 10 companions. And today with Abu Muhammad Talha ibn Abdullah رضي الله تعالى عنه. This book is for Imam al-Jama'idi رحمه الله تعالى. Imam Abdul Ghani ibn Abdul Wahid al-Jama'idi رحمه الله تعالى مقدس السيد. And this book will be biography of Abu Muhammad Talha ibn Ubaydillah رضي الله تعالى عنه. That his name is Abu Muhammad, his kunya is Abu Muhammad, his name is Talha ibn Ubaydillah, son of Ubaydillah, the son of Uthman, the son of Amr, the son of Ka'b. The son of Sa'd, the son of Taym, the son of Burra, the son of Ka'd, the son of Lu'ay, the son of Ghalib, and he meets with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the grandfather, which is called Murra ibn Sa'd ibn Lu'ay ibn Ghalib. His mother is called As-Sa'ba, As-Sa'ba bint al-Hadrami, As-Sa'ba bint al-Hadrami. Her brother is a well-known Sahabi called Al-Ala ibn al-Hadrami, Al-Ala ibn al-Hadrami. And al-Hadrami, his name is al-Hadrami. Al-Hadrami's name, the father of Al-Ala ibn Hadrami and Sa'ba bint al-Hadrami. This Hadrami, the father of these two children, is called Abdullah ibn Abbad ibn Akbar ibn Awf ibn Malik ibn Uwayf ibn Khadraj ibn Iyad ibn Sadiq. That is the lineage of the mother of Talha ibn Ubaydillah, which is called As-Sa'ba bint al-Hadrami, whose name, al-Hadrami's name, is Abdullah, the son of Abbad, the son of Akbar, the son of Awf, the son of Malik, the son of Uwayf, the son of Khazraj, the son of Iyad, the son of As-Sidq. His mother, the mother of Talha, which is his father, embraced Islam, radiallahu ta'ala anha, and died while she is being Muslim. That is her brother, Al-Ala ibn Hadrami, whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the authority of some side of the Muslim world to be the Amir there. Abu Muhammad embraced Islam in the early days, at the beginning of Islam. And he was killed as a martyr in the battle of Uhud, radiallahu anhu. He attended the battle of Uhud and some other battles after. He did not attend the battle of Badr, as he was a business trip in Ash'am in Syria. And the Prophet Sallallahu saved their chair from the captive of Badr. The reason for that is that the Prophet he did use to take the shares of those who he knew that they were serious and accompanying him to the jihad if they were there or if they were free of all reasons that prevent them from going out with him. So he saw them give them a share. He saw them then give them a share, as we see with Abu Muhammad Talha ibn Ubaidillah. Talha ibn Ubaidillah has children. From them is one called Muhammad al-Sajjad. Muhammad al-Sajjad. He was killed together with his uncle. And another son called Imran ibn Muhammad, Imran ibn Talha ibn Ubaidillah. Imran ibn Talha ibn Ubaidillah. The mother of As-Sajjad and Imran is Hanna bint Jahsh, the sister of the mother of the believers, Zainab bint Jahsh. And she was from Quraysh. She was a relative of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. He has another son called Musa ibn Talha. His mother was Khawla bint Qa'qa' ibn Ma'bad ibn Zurara. And three another sons, Ya'qub, Ismail, and Ishaq. And their mother is Ummu Adan bint Utbah ibn Rabi'ah. Ummu Adan, the daughter of Utbah, the son of Rabi'ah. And he has another boy and girl, Zakaria and Aisha. And their mother is Ummu Kulthum bint Abi Bakr as-Siddiq. رضي الله عنهم اجمعين. So he had another boy and girl, Zakaria and Aisha, and both were from Ummu Kulthum, the daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنها عنهم, who was the wife of Talha ibn Ubaidillah also. Another two sons from another wife called the sons called Isa ibn Talha and Yahya ibn Talha. Their mother was Su'da bint Auf al-Murriya min Bani Murra. She's from the tribe of Murra. And he had a daughter which known by the nickname of her Ummu Ishaq. Ummu Ishaq bint Talha, the daughter of Talha. Her mother was Ummu al-Harith bint Qasama ibn Handala al-Ta'iyya. Her mother was Ummu al-Harith, the daughter of Qasama, the son of Hamdala, and she was from the tribe of Tali, who used to live in the land of Ha'il. So the total number of the children of the boys of Sami the total number of the children of Talha ibn Ubaidillah were 11. It was said that he had another two fight will be very difficult curve between the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them all. He was killed when he was 62 years old. 62 years old. Talha ibn Ubaidillah, ya ikhwan, is one of the great Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, ajma'in. It was said that Talha ibn Ubaidillah is the one who went for a battle, went out for a battle, when his son, newborn son, was suffering of high fever. And when he returned back, he asked his wife, "How is the boy?" She said, "He was never found as quiet as today." And then she dressed well and served him food, dinner. So he ate and then he enjoyed her. And after he enjoyed, she asked him a question, saying, "Look, what if some people say something with you? And sometime later they ask you to return it back to them. Will you deny? Will you refuse?" He says, "It says no." She says, "Then Allah Ta'ala gave me this task as a shame, and he returned it back." And Talha was angry and he said, "You left me until I become dirty of semen, and this now you tell me that my son died." So he went to the Prophet in the morning complaining against his wife that she did this. The Prophet laughed at him and he said, "May Allah bless you tonight." So this supplication of the Prophet provided him 11 children. All of them memorized Quran. All of them, boys and girls. All of them memorized the Quran by the supplication of the Prophet ﷺ that Allah Ta'ala blessed their night. So it was blessed. And from that night on, they were all memorizing Quran. And here we, inshallah Ta'ala, end up our sitting today. Willing to meet tomorrow with the Rububiya Usul al-Iman. Usul al-Iman, the principles of Iman, or as I call it, the perfection of Aqeedah, or in the defense of Aqeedah. All these are titles for the subject of tomorrow, in the defense of Aqeedah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from all those causes of deviation. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. Wa alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.